Welcome, everybody, to Sticks and Bones. My name is Hector. First of all, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for downloading. This is episode number 39. Okay, so this episode, I want to speak a little bit more about the Nganga. I'm going to give you guys a little bit more basic things to know what an Nganga is. I can't get into any detail because of the secrecy. But what I have said here for this episode, it's just basic stuff. Basic things. Okay, so the Nganga is a mini world. If you guys been listening to my previous episodes, I speak on Nganga. I think I have one episode on a couple Mpungos here and there. But yeah, so basically the Nganga is an altar where the practitioner goes and does all his bidding, all his work. Either if it's positive or negative work, whatever the Ganga wants. And these Gangas here, there's different energies in them. They're called Mpungos. These Mpungos are different types of energies around the world. For example, the energy of the ocean, the Skalunga, the energy of fire and lightning, the Siete Rayos. All these Ngangas, they're all different Ngangas. They're cauldrons. So they could be metal cauldrons or wood cauldrons or sack cauldrons, depending on who walks with you. All these Mpungos here are different types of energies from around the world. And depending on who walks with you, depending on the practitioner. I've seen practitioners that have been practicing this way of life for, man, over 50 years, and they have one Nganga, and they move mountains with them, you know? And there's some practitioners that have five or six, you know, a bunch of them. It just depends on your spirits, who walk with you. It depends, like I said, every Nganga has a different type of energy. From, they're like, you can call them deities, you could call them demigods. They were created by Nsambi. Nsambi is God. They were created by Nsambi, and he gave each, like say for the river, that's Cholangwengwe. Nsambi gave her certain types of energies that she works with through us. For example, Kalunga's the ocean, Mama Chola's the river, you know, the forest. We got different types of energies for different types of works. And every like, for example, Saravanda is an energy of iron. He represents all the iron. He's like the god of war. Any types of iron, he owns every type of iron, like railroads, you know, anything that's built with iron, that's what he that's where his energy is at. That's so when I say, for example, if I'm working with Saravanda, I'll be working with my Mbele, you know, my machete, because it's made of iron. I'd be going to the railroad and do works at the railroad because Saravanda's there. Anywhere there's iron, he's there. You can do work in you can go to a cemetery and do work. The owner of the cemetery, that's Sentei Andoki. She's the owner. She's the goddess of the cemetery. She takes care of the dead. She controls the cemeteries. She's the goddess of the wind. Very, very, very strong. They're all strong. So your Nganga, your altar, will represent one of those demigods, one of those deities that Nsambi created. Depending on your ancestors, who walks with you. For example, mine, I have a spirit that walks with me that had a Siete Rayos. So I got I got initiated through Siete Rayos, and my altar is a Siete Rayos. It just depends on who you are, who walks with you, stuff like that. Okay, so Gangas. There's two types of Ngangas. There's one Nganga that's some people refer it to like a spiritual Ganga. And then there's another one that people call it a Nkisi Ganga. So the Nkisi Ganga, it has an mfumbe in there. The person that's getting into the religion gets an mfumbe, which is a spirit. They make a pact with that spirit. That spirit is not related to him. He just makes a pact with that spirit, and then that spirit lives in his spot, and he manifests works for the practitioner. That's one type of Nganga you can use. And then there's another type of, the second type is the one I just said right now, is a spiritual one. So if you have a spiritual Ganga, you don't have an Mfume in there. You just work through it with your ancestors. Your ancestors are in there. They work through that altar. So you don't have an Mfume in there. And then the Nganga that has an Mfume, it has human bone. It should not, because it's not legal here, but I'm not going to say that none do. But in the original times, yeah, they would put human bones in there. And that spirit with the human bone in there will work with the practitioner. So that spirit walks with the practitioner. He's in his head telling him, go left, go right, go up, go down. And then your spiritual Ganga, it's a Ganga that you have your altar there, you have your Siete Rayos, for example, you get scratched Siete Rayos, and then you work with your answer, you work with your higher self through that. There's no Mfumbe, there's no human parts, there's no human bone or nothing. It's a spiritual pot, which is as strong as an Mfumbe pot. It's just the difference is you just have another spirit that you have to take care of. That's the spirit that you have to give them light, you know, the Mfumbe that you have in your pot. So those are the two types of Ngangas that practitioners work with. They're both as strong as each other. The spiritual Ganga that does not have human bone in there is extremely strong. You can do amarres. You can do any types of work, any types of cleanings. Because there are spirits in there. There's just your ancestors that are in there. Your ancestors work through the Nganga with you in there. So those, I notice a lot of people don't really explain this. This is kind of, it's not a secret, it's just, that's the two types of Ngangas. I don't really know why there's two different types, because they both do exactly the same. I mean, anything you can do with the Nganga that has an Mfumbe, you could do it with the spiritual Ganga, any types of works. You're not limited, it's just the other one has an Mfumbe. And that's another Congo word. Mfumbe means spirit. It's a spirit, and then it has a human bone. So that's, I mean, Paulo, that's, you know, this is a podcast, is called Sticks and Bones. We work with sticks and bones. It could be human bones or animal bones, and that's what it is. This religion here is very, very extremely primitive. This was the second oldest religion in the world, so it's very primitive. A lot of practices, a lot of ensadas that we do, a lot of rituals we do. If you're not familiar with the religion and you look at us doing something, it's gonna seem kind of weird of the things we do, but everything has its cause, you know. Everything has a story. Like any type of ritual we do has a story behind it. Just like I think it was episode number 29. I was talking about my godfather when he was a kid. He was a teenager, And his best friend jumped in the river and he passed away. And then my godfather gave his family his clothes, so they buried his friend in my godfather's clothes. And see, the thing was that after they did that act of burying his friend with my godfather's clothes, that they didn't know they were doing an actual ritual. They were burying the essence of my godfather with his best friend. And then death came for him, you know? So sometimes out here in life, we do things and we don't know the rituals. You know, if you go back and listen to episode 29, you understand what I'm saying, because I say the whole story there. You know, they were out and about. They went to the river, and his friend jumped in the river, hit his head. And then they had to bury him because he died. So they didn't have clothes. They're in Cuba, and it's, you know, it's a poor country, so they didn't have clothes. So my godfather, at the time, he was not a religious person. He gave his clothes to his friend's parents so they could bury his best friend in his clothes. So that act of them burying his best friend with my godfather's clothes, then death came for him because it had his essence. It was like a ritual done, like without even wanting to, because he didn't know nothing about the religion. He didn't know the way, you know, the way of life. So sometimes in life you do rituals and you don't even know you're doing them, you know, and then there's consequences, all that. So you gotta, I mean, this religion is extremely, extremely, extremely profound, man. And if you guys listen to me, you guys will know the basics, but I can't get too deep because of the secrecy, you know. Briyumba holds secretos. So a lot of things in life that you do, you don't even know that affect you, man. You know, I know you heard before somebody tell you, stay positive, stay positive. It's true, man. Stay positive. Think you're going to get that job. Think it in your head. See yourself working at that job and you'll get it. Because you can manifest things with your mind. Depending on you know, what you do too. Like, sometimes, like I said, you can do, sometimes you're doing something and it's an actual ritual and you don't even know it. The reason that is because you don't know you're doing a ritual. Like when they buried my godfather's best friend in my godfather's clothes, they didn't know about the religion. They just buried him. And they were glad that my godfather gave them that clothes, you know. And since they did that, they were doing a ritual burying my godfather's essence, because your clothes carries your essence. So then death came for him and he had to get scratched. So, you know, I was listening to that episode earlier today and I was like, man, I didn't say that they were doing an actual ritual without even knowing, you know. And then death came for my godfather, and then he had to get scratched so he couldn't beat that death, you know. That's just the way the world works, man. We don't understand that. Like, a lot of people, you know, they're into other religions, and the other religions, they just tell you to go to church and pray, you know. And the world is a world of frequency, you know. It's a world of energies and frequencies, and other religions don't want to tell you, you know. They don't tell you. They want to keep you dumbed down, you know. They don't want to show you what reality is, you know. Like I said, and what I was talking about the Pembas, and in a few episodes ago, I was talking about Pati Pembas. Those are real, real, real secretive. I didn't get into secrets. I just said the basics. But a lot of government agencies and, you know, the higher ups, they understand this. They understand this, and sometimes they built their cities. I don't know if you ever looked at a city map. The way they build the buildings, those are sigils, man. They do sigils to keep us, to keep us. They're like, the way they build their streets and buildings and all that, those are all sigils to keep us, you know, dumb, to keep us working for them, you know. Just all that is, it's all frequencies and energies, man. And, you know, I don't want to get too into it, because then, you know, I'll probably lose some listeners, but, you know, the higher ups, the people that run this world, they know about this. And They want to. That's why they put all these scary movies about exorcisms and this, the Pope's exorcism and that, and the Catholic priest goes and saves the day. Like they want you. They want you to think that a Catholic priest is going to save you from that. And when in reality, there's no devil. There's no such thing. It's only frequencies and energies. So, everything that's done in this world, man, everything that's done, if you step back, if you think out of the box, we're all slaves, you know. We have to work, come back home, go to sleep, wake up, go back to work, you know. And the way they built the cities, they're sigils, so to keep us in those sigils, so we could just go to work, go to church, come home, go to sleep, you know. And it's people like me that open their mind to learning and get some books and, you know, go hang around with the right people, your mind starts opening. You start seeing the world for what it is. It's not a good thing, man. It's kind of sad because your mind starts opening, and people, your loved ones that probably think, like my loved ones that probably think I'm crazy, don't know that they're brainwashed, you know, and I can see that. It's kind of sad, you know. That's why the European came to enslave the people from Africa, because the people from Africa were doing it right for hundreds of thousands of years. They were living life. They had everything right. Very spiritual people, man, you know. And back hundreds of thousands of years ago, when the Congos were, you know, doing their thing, walking around and living a good life, they were very spiritual people. They were connected with their ancestors. Like, that's why I know on a couple other episodes I was talking about the bandera, that they will get the bones from their ancestors, and bird bones and sticks and rocks and all kinds of stones and this and that to make the bandera, because they were very, very spiritual people. Because I know you heard this, you are what you eat, and they would eat just, you know, fruits and berries, man, and it was all natural, bro. There was no such thing as GMOs. There was no preservatives. Like right now, you go down the street, you can eat at Jack in the Box, and man, you know what you're eating, bro? It's all kinds of preservatives. Your stomach hurts, you gain weight, you get diabetes. All, if you go to the liquor store, there's a bunch of candy everywhere. All that stuff is so bad for you, you know, and that's done on purpose so we won't be spiritual people. Like now in this day, 2023, it's very difficult to connect, to be a spiritual person, because all the food that we eat, you know, even the water we drink, bro, that's not even the water. Imagine hundreds of thousands of years ago how pure and clean the water was, and the food that they ate was so pure and clean. Man, they were connected to they will be able to see their ancestors, like if I'm looking at you right now, you know, the same way. That's how you are, what you eat, bro. I know you've seen there's a bunch of pyramids that they can't even explain who built them, because they were spiritual people, man. Everybody says aliens came in and all this shit, and then they don't question the Mexican one, because they said the Mexicans did it. But the thing was that humans did it. We did it because we were spiritual people back then. You know, we had strength. We had a lot of strength. We lived a long time back then because we would eat pure food, you know, clean water. And herbs, clean herbs, you know, there was no poison, there was no GMOs, they were not putting nothing inside the pigs or the cows, or, you know, everything, the meat was lean, it was good. So that has a lot to do with their knowledge of their connection with their ancestors. That's why there was a lot of brujos, if you want to call them, or brujas or witches, because a brujo is connected to their ancestors. That's where they see things, because their ancestors talk to them in their pineal gland. The little brujos and brujas that we have right now, they're miracles because of the things we consume right now. Like, go drink some tap water right now, bro. That thing has all kinds of stuff. You know, it's not clean. Not even the water that you buy at the you know, the alkaline 9.5 pH. That's not clean either. None of the water is just so sad, you know. That dumbs us down. It, you know, I don't know if you ever heard about the those theories on the fluoride that they put in our toothpaste, that closes your penile gland. All those foods that we eat, it dumbs us so we don't connect with our ancestors. So all we have to do is be a good slave and work 9 to 5. You know, I know we have it a lot better than people from back then that were slaves and everything, but I mean, it's still not the way we supposed to live, man. We supposed to be spiritual people. We supposed to meditate. We supposed to connect with our ancestors to see what our next step is, to see what our next hurdle we have to jump, you know? Have readings and all that good stuff. Just the way I'm living right now, the way of life, the Palo life. Okay, now I'm gonna give you guys some Congo words. The Mpungo words, for example, God in Congo is an Mpungo, and you can hear when I speak about God, I'm gonna be saying Nsambia, Nsambi, Sambia Mpungo, Sambia Nsambi, Sambia Mpungo. All those different phrases mean God, and there's only one God. All religions lead to one God. He's just got different names. And Paulo, his name is Nsambi. And Catholicism is Dios. And Lukumi is Olodumare. And Ifa is Olofi. Stuff like that. Okay, so in Catholicism, Virgen de las Mercedes, that's Obatala. And the Congo deity in that is Mama Kengwe, I'm sorry. And then we got La Virgen de Calidad. That's in Catholicism, this La Virgen de Calidad. And Lukumi, that's Oshun. And then in Palo, it's Cholawenge, Mama Chola, Malawanga, Kisibe Mama Samba Ma San Samba. I'm sorry about that. Samba Mikaya. I never heard that one, but that's what this says right here. So that's Mama Chola. Okay, so in Catholicism, Catholicism is La Virgen de Santa Barbara. In Lukumi, it's Shango. And in Palo, it's Nsasi, or also known as Siete Rayos, Nsasi, Enquita. Okay, now for the next one, in Catholicism, this saint is San Lazaro, and then in Lukumi is Babaluaye, and the Mpungo is Kobayende. Okay, Catholicism is San Norberto, and then in Lukumi he's Oshosi, and in Palo is Waraliamba, Palo Fuerte, Catalombo. So all this is the same. It's just, you know, Catholicism has a name for that saint. And then Lukumi has a name for Hoshosi for that saint. And then Palo, that energy, is Guaraliamba. That's there. It's all, if you study enough religions, like various religions, you'll see, like, for example, in Greek mythology, Zeus, you know, Zeus, the big white god, that's Obatala. That's if you study it, like all these deities and God, I mean, they all have different names for God himself, the creator, but all his deities they synchronize with every other religion, which is weird because this all religions are from different countries, you know, but they all have the very, very similar principles. You know, the deities are, you know, there's a god of war, a god of fire, a god of iron, you know. So, okay, so now we're going to go with the Virgen de Regla. That's in Catholicism, La Virgen de Regla. And in Lukumi is Yemaya. And then in Palo is Madre Agua, Mamanquita, Mamacuenga, Cuna. That's Yemaya. So the next one is Virgen de la Candelaria. That's Oya in Lucumi. Her name is Oya. And in Palo, her name is Centella. Centella, I spoke about Centella earlier. She's Centella Ndoki. She's the goddess of the cemetery. She controls the winds. She's okay. So for the next one, Catholicism, it's San Pedro, which is in Lucumi. That's Ogun, and in Palo, that's the fierce energy of Sarabanda, very powerful god of war. So he's a god of iron. He's also the god of iron in Lucumi, and then in Catholicism. Sorry, it's hard for me to. Catholicism is San Pedro. So all these saints and energies, they're all synchronized, man. That's it's all the same, you know. It's just different versions. Okay, so my favorite. This is my favorite of all. In Catholicism, it's Niño de Atoche. And then Lucumi, that's Elewa. Elewa. And then in Palo, it's Lucero. They all have the same functions. They're all messengers of God himself. They're all the road openers and the, you know, any ritual you do, you got to go through him first. And Lucumi will not function without Elewa. Without Elewa. It won't. Because you got to go to Elewa for everything. I don't know a lot about Lucumi. But the little that I do know is I know that Elewa is he's the road opener. And he holds the keys to everything. And in Palo, I do know the same goes for him in Palo. But in Palo, his name's Lucero. And I have some episodes of Lucero, and if you guys listen to him, you'll hear me say that he holds the keys to all the roads, and he's a road opener, and I always go to him. He does a lot of work for me. So, okay, we're going to go to Catholicism. It's San Francisco de Assis. That's in Catholicism. And this is not Lucumi, this is Ifá, because Orumila has his own religion, and if you're a Babalao, you're a high priest of Orumila, and Orumila, he was there when God himself created the world, so he's like God's sidekick, and there's a whole nother religion that works with the Orishas, and it's called Ifá. It's very beautiful, very profound, and very powerful. Orumila. He's extremely powerful. He has his own religion. It's called Ifá. I'm sure you guys. Usually, like, if you get into the religion, you're going to run into houses that work Ifá, Lucumi, and Palo at the same time. So that's why I'm doing this. That's why I have this dictionary of the different saints and you know, the different, so you could know where they came from, like how they're synchronized, you know, like Niño de Atoche, Elewa, and Lucero. They have the same, they have similar functions in what they do in different religions. And, it's all the same, you know, it's all the same, you know, even if they have different names, they're all the same energies. Yeah, even though my God is in Zambi and your God is Dios, it's the same God. You know, we praise the same God, just in different ways. You know, you might think you're right and I might think I'm right, but at the end, you know, we're both right. because that works for you and this works for me. So it's not about right, bro. It's about living a spiritual life, connecting with your ancestors, and working with Mother Nature. You know, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, if your religion don't do it, mine does. So come over here. Okay, you guys, so speaking of Mother Nature, there's nothing more powerful than the force of nature. There's nothing more powerful than that. And that's what we work with, man. Extreme power. And if you guys are initiated in this religion, or you're planning to get initiated in this religion, the first thing I recommend you to do is learn the power of the herbs. Learn what to use. There's a lot of books out there. I'll recommend them. Let me just find them so I can see where they're at. And just keep listening to me, and I'll make more episodes on herbs. That was actually in a future plan. I want to make a whole episode of herbs so you guys could have like basic meanings of how to use them and what their power is, you know? Because we got herbs that are negative, and we got herbs that are positive. So the first thing I recommend you to do when you get scratched, when you get initiated, is learn how to work with the herbs and learn what herbs are used for what. And you can start doing your cleanings, you know, and then you can start with yourself. You know, if you want to manifest any types of works, start with yourself, you know. Give yourself something, you know, clean yourself, give yourself a reading, you know, give yourself a raise. Do stuff like that for yourself first, and then little by little, you know, you start learning the herbs. And then you're talking to your padrino, your godfather. He's going to teach you how to do patipembas, what they're for, little by little. Work with him. If you stick with him, with your godfather, for, you know, a good amount of time, you'll be as good or even better, you know, which is good for the house. Because you're in your godfather's house, and if you're better than him, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. That means you're, you know, powerful. That's a good thing. Always listen to your elders. Always respect them. Don't ever disrespect them. If you don't like what they tell you, how they tell you, then you know you probably picked the wrong godparents. That's why I always stress to the people, hey, you know, if you guys want to get scratched, don't do it right away, man. You get to know your godfather, see the way he treats other people. That's how you're gonna get treated. So, you know, there's some good practitioners out there, man. There's a lot. I'm one, and I know a few. I know some that are a little bit tougher on their god kids, but hey, man, that's how you learn. That sometimes that's how people learn, you know. I'm gonna have to stop this episode. It's gonna be episode number 39. This will be the end of it. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector. Thank you. Have a good night.